Miss Atherton, came her employer's slightly short tone. She fixed as pleasant a smile as she could muster on her face and turned to the woman who paid her wages. Hello, Mrs. Simmons. I didn't realise you were coming into the village, or I would have taken a list for you. Mrs. Simmons's brow furrowed. I enjoy a little time away from the house from time to time. Are you quite well, Miss Atherton? My nephew is an orphan. I hate my life, and now I can never change it. But other than that... I'm fine, said Stella. How has Bobby been settling into his new routine? Mrs. Simmons asked. Stella searched the other woman's face, looking for malice or judgment, but there didn't seem to be any edge to her employer's tone. Nanny tells me that he sometimes wakes up in the night, but he seems to be sleeping well in the cot next to Master Robin. After a moment, she added, Thank you for allowing it. Don't worry too much, said Mrs. Simmons. Children are resilient. A great crash of breaking glass erupted behind them. Both women spun around to see Bobby standing next to a pile of glass shards and what looked like fat quince fruit. Bobby, Stella gasped, rushing forward. What happened? He started to cry. She looked around in despair at all of the broken glass, at all of the fruit and sugar. Oh, the sugar. Were you tugging on the shelf, Bobby? She asked, desperate for him to say no. The question only made him cry harder. Bobby, please, she said, growing increasingly conscious of the small crowd around her and the extremely red face of the shopkeeper. Please don't cry. Stop yelling at me, he wailed. I'm not yelling. Except she was. She pushed her hair back from her forehead, at a loss for whether to shake him or hug him to her. Maybe both. She didn't know. She didn't know.